Rabbi Tinyuchi Adam, Klamem, and we're in Simon Vav. Chemish a Kursiv Tameh, the Betzboza Meluchlochim Bediyo. So a person writes, and the hands are stained with ink, and a Chotzitz. Vim ein umnosobekach Chotzitz. So a person who's a writer, what he does, he's a scribe, and he's always writing things. So the nature of people of that sort is that they have ink on their hands. So as a subset of people, like we mentioned, they are not makbets. Even if people in general are makbets, since they are not makbets, it's not considered a chatzitza. But a person who's not a scribe is not part of that group. See, he cannot become an honorary member of that group to say, in regards to Hakpada, he's like that group. He's a regular person, which normally is makbets. So even if he personally is not makbets, he's going to be problematic. This is all talking about the yo, which has a substance to it. It's not that it absorbed into the skin, but it's sitting above and on the skin. Sargla hasar tabos, a person has to remove rings. Vim hoyser refuya b'di'ebet also natila. But if the ring is loose, so we assume that the water went in between where the ring and the finger meet, and therefore there was not a chatzitza issue. If a person in general, never removes their rings. So a woman who doesn't need dough, or for a woman who does need dough, who keeps the rings on, or some men who wear rings that do not generally need dough. So there's not really no time when they're taking off the ring except for the purpose of washing their hands. That's not a real hakpada, because they're only taking it off because Allah is supposed to take it off. So they don't really need to take it off. So that what you're doing is just Myla Ba'alma. Now, the halacha says that if it's a ring which has some type of a precious stone in it, so people are derech to remove, and it's problematic. And some say that even that nowadays, we do not find that people are necessarily makbet to remove. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings a fascinating idea. This is in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph and Ois Yud in the second paragraph. And he brings an idea over here in the name of the Kaf HaChaim. So what about a situation where a woman does normally remove her rings, and so she's mechuyev to remove her ring for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. But she's in a place where she's concerned that taking off the ring, when she puts it down, it might be stolen, etc. So is there any solution for her to solve this problem? So he has a suggestion of how to deal with it, based on the idea which we've discussed before, that a person, according to Shulchan Aruch, in the case of Mokum Matzorich, a person can do Netila L'chatzoyin. So different than Tevila, Tevila has to be done in one shot. A person can't be Tevil half of his body. It's a very shallow mikvah. So he says, you know what, I'll Tevil the bottom half of my body first, and I'll do the top half of my body afterwards. It doesn't work. Hagolas Kalim, different than Tevila, can be done in two pieces. Some people mix that up. Hagolas Kalim and Tevilas Kalim. Hagolah can be done in two parts. Tevilas Kalim has to be done in one shot. The whole kli has to be submerged at the same time. So if I have a very large kli, I can't get into the mikvah, I cannot be tevil it. Tevila of a goof of a person is the same thing. Netilas Yadayim, the Shulchan Aruch passes, you can do Netila in two stages. So you can wash part of your hand and then wash the other part of the hand. So what the person can do is wash the hands with the ring on, then move the ring and wash the other part of the hand. Two conditions for this, that the halacha is it's only valid that the two parts of the tefillah combine if the hand is still wet when you do the second tefillah. So if you pause a very long time in between the two, that's not going to work. You pause briefly, the hand is still wet, you can do that. Number one. Number two, when you're moving the ring, you have to be concerned that the hand, which has not been washed, will make the water there tamei, and then and that will be problematic. A second washing won't solve that. So you should wash the hand, which is the non-ring hand, first. Or potentially move all the rings to one hand and wash the other hand first. That hand now is tore. And then, as you're washing the second hand, use that
to move the ring, or hold, use a bag or something on the, when you're moving the ring, person would use a bag or something of that sort. There's no direct contact between the person's hand and the ring slash water which is there. So even if the ring is tight, this would be a solution of how to deal with this issue of not being able to get take off the rings. This would also work in a situation where people sometimes get stuck that their fingers puff up a little bit and they can't get the ring off. So this would be a valid solution to how to address that problem. Have a good day.